Would you turn, please, to Proverbs chapter 22 and verse 6, and the title of this message, The Kind of Father Every Child Needs. Now, I want to encourage you to get out to your bulletin where it says sermon notes, because I'm going to fill up about 2 pages, and I want every father to take this down. And if you're watching or listening, if you'll go find yourself some notebook paper somewhere at your house and get a pencil out, because what I want to do is I want to share some things with you that I want you fathers to do something very specifically with. So I want to tell you now what I want you to do with them, so you won't have to make the decision after you've heard it. What I'd like you to do, Dad, is to commit yourself to take these things that I'm going to share with you and sit down with your family at the table, whether it's tonight or some other time or today, and with your children, you go right down the list and let them comment on how well you're doing. And if you're afraid to do that, then what you're saying is, I really don't want to improve as a father. If you're willing to do it, it will be rejoicing in some areas, painful in others. But I'll tell you what will happen. Years from now, out yonder somewhere, your kids will look back on you and say, Dad, listen, thank you for being the kind of father you are. It's better to be praised later and face the pain now than deny the reality now and face the pain the rest of your children's life. So I want to encourage you very, very carefully. Write down what I want to share with you today. This verse, known to every parent, I suppose, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Now, you may question the fact of the title, The Kind of Father Every Child Needs, and you may ask the question, well, you mean to tell me that there is an ideal father which meets all children's needs? And I'm saying to you, no, that's not what I'm talking about. There's no fantasy ideal father that will be an example for all of us. In fact, I'm not too sure any of us would know what a perfect father is. But I want to share with you some qualities that every child needs to see and experience in the life of their father. When you look at this passage, it says, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. That means to instruct and to give direction of that child in the way he should go. That doesn't mean some life's vocation, but rather, with their temperament and their personality, that child is to be trained in the way that is best suited for them and with their temperament, their personality, and so forth. When he says, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. There are many people who object to that phrase as if some preacher said it. The same God who said, train up a child in the way he should go, is the same God who said, when he is properly trained, or when he is trained, he'll not depart from it. Now, somebody says, yeah, but let me tell you something now. I know some Christian parents who've carried their children to church every week, and you think if there were ever going to be any saints running around, their children would, but some of them have gotten wild, and they're off in sin, and so forth. How do you explain that? Very simply. Number one, that does not mean that a child will never violate God's principles because they've been trained correctly. But what it does mean is they will never adopt that as a way of life. Secondly, many people who think they have trained their children have never trained their children. Because they said, don't do that. Now, here's what I want you to do. Here are the rules. I'm going to whip you if you do this. That's not training your children. So that when we talk about training, we're talking about something more than saying do this and don't do that. Many people who think they have trained their children have never really and truly trained their children. So then when something happens, they think, oh my goodness, how in the world could God ever do this to me when God knows I gave my best and I trained my children and I did what Proverbs chapter 22 says. Well, what's really involved in training children? Two things. First of all, there are the principles that you and I lay down before them, the things we teach them verbally, and secondly, what they see us practice, and you cannot separate the two. What we practice before our children either undergirds what we have taught them, the principles we've shared with them, or it renders them null and void. So when we talk about training children, we are talking about involving ourselves with more than just saying do this and don't do that. Training children involves also giving them reasons why they should and should not do something. You say, well, here's what I want you to do. Well, why should I do it? Don't ask me why. Just do it. I'm your daddy. Well, I want to tell you, that may work for 6-year-age kids, but it won't work when they get to be 15 or 13 or even less than that. That's not training. They deserve an answer. The problem with us fathers is sometimes we don't have the answer. There may be that we're asking our children to do things and we don't know why we're asking them to do it. Maybe it's because somebody told us to do it when we were growing up. That's not training our children. We should give them a reason why, what we tell them to do. And secondly, very important, we should show them the cause and effect of their obedience and disobedience, and either illustrate that by people you know who've disobeyed God, or stories of the Scripture, whatever it might be. Another thing involved in training here is that it takes time to train our children. It doesn't take a lot of time to say, go do what I tell you to do and don't ask me any questions. That's not training. That's giving orders. And our children deserve more than orders. They need to be trained, because what we're training them for is not to behave now. We're training them to be good husbands, good wives, good citizens, and good children for the future as well as the present. Now, what I want dads to remember is this. What I'm about to share with you has nothing to do with your income. It has nothing to do with your acceptance in your community. It has nothing to do with your ability and talent, and has nothing to do with your particular vocation. What I want to share with you are some things that I believe that every child needs to see in his or her father. So after I felt the Lord had shared these things with me, and I had gotten them all done, I shared them with my children to check them out to see if I were correct or not. Not only did I share them to see if I were correct, I shared them to see how well I was doing. And about three of them I came up a little short on. Now, I'm not going to tell you which three. I may tell you. If you're lucky, I may tell you which three they were. But I can tell you this. I'm not perfect in them, but I will tell you this. There's 16 things I'm going to give you. I know we don't have 25 minutes, but you write fast. The 16 things I want to give you, I guarantee you, if you'll take them home and check them out with your children, they're going to say, that's right, Dad. Now, let me explain to you what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you an attitude that every child needs to see, an action every child needs to see in their father. Then I'm going to give you the effect it's going to have in that child if you will do that. So I'm going to give you the cause, I'm going to give you the attitude, then I'm going to give you the effect. So you need to write down two things. I'm going to go slowly. Let me tell you what I'm going to do now. I'm not going to give a lot of comment on them because we don't have time to do that. You need to get a tape if you need to. You write them down, and then you write the effect. And I'll comment as much as I have time to, but all 16 of these are very, very, very important. Write them down, and I'm going to make it very clear so you can distinguish between the two. Number one, and I will make the same statement prior to it. You just jot down the important part. The kind of father every child needs is a father who is saved and seeking a closer walk or a deeper walk.